Chapter 56. My sense of justice demands the admission, however, that this is not quite a one-sided question. If we submit ourselves meekly to the medicine man and the conjurer, and are not exalted by it, the savages may retort upon us that we act more unwisely than they in other matters wherein we fail to imitate them. It is a widely diffused custom among savage tribes, when they meet to discuss any affair of public importance, to sit up all night making a horrible noise, dancing, blowing shells, and, in cases where they are familiar with firearms, flying out into open places and letting off guns. It is questionable whether our legislative assemblies might not take a hint from this. A shell is not a melodious wind instrument, and it is monotonous. But it is as musical as, and not more monotonous than, my honorable friend's own trumpet, or the trumpet that he blows so hard for the minister. The uselessness of arguing with any supporter of a government, or of an opposition, is well known. Try dancing. It is a better exercise, and has the unspeakable recommendation that it couldn't be reported. The honorable and savage member who has a loaded gun, and has grown impatient of debate, plunges out of doors, fires in the air, and returns calm and silent to the palaver. Let the honorable and civilized member similarly charged with a speech, dart into the cloisters of Westminster Abbey in the silence of night, let his speech off, and come back harmless. It is not at first sight a very rational custom to paint a broad blue stripe across one's nose and both cheeks, and a broad red stripe from the forehead to the chin, to attach a few pounds of wood to one's underlip, to stick fish bones in one's ears, and a brass curtain ring in one's nose, and to rub one's body all over with rancid oil, as a preliminary to entering on business. But this is a question of taste and ceremony, and so is the Windsor uniform. The manner of entering on the business itself is another question. A council of 600 savage gentlemen entirely independent of tailors, sitting on their hams in a ring, smoking, and occasionally grunting, seem to me, according to the experience I have gathered in my voyages and travels, somehow to do what they come together for. Whereas that is not at all the general experience of a council of 600 civilized gentlemen very dependent on tailors and sitting on mechanical contrivances. It is better that an assembly should do its utmost to envelop itself in smoke than that it should direct its endeavors to enveloping the public in smoke, and I would rather it buried half a hundred hatchets than buried one subject demanding attention. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.